Hello and welcome to this podcast episode. In the context of the MA and BA in Linguistic Mentoring Program, it is our goal to help you guys to get to know the University of Stuttgart and all its helpful offerings and programs. My name is Marlene and I'm here with Lianne and Sasa.
Yes, that's right. We are students of Linguistic at the University of Stuttgart and today we will introduce to you the Erasmus program.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be fun. Maybe you already know something about Erasmus, maybe you don't. We have asked some other students what they know about Erasmus to get a first idea.
Okay, so let's see what they have to say.
Do you know anything about the Erasmus program?
I know a little bit, but not much. But I know that it's something about going to a foreign country and studying there.
I think it's a kind of a financial aid to either PhD or master degree programs.
Thought about participating in an Erasmus program?
I really thought about it, but since I don't know much about it, but I really thought about going to an Asian country.
Very interesting. So we heard that most people have some kind of idea of what Erasmus is, but there's a lot more to explore, I think. Personally, I first heard about it in my French class at school, so I always thought they only offered to go to France, which is actually not the case. So how was it with you, Marlene?
Well, I only knew that it was a program that provides students with the opportunity to study abroad in a foreign country for some time, and that you're also financially supported by them.
Okay, so we have already heard some thoughts and ideas about Erasmus, but we also asked an expert, Britta Gertz. She's an official administrator responsible for coordinating all Erasmus program at our university.
Yes, we've asked her some questions to get an overview about Erasmus in general, and she provided us with a lot of information that we will now tell you.
So our first question we asked is, what is Erasmus overall? So Erasmus is an exchange program that encourages students to expand their social and cultural skills and to improve their career prospects. And there are a large number of universities and countries that maintain partnership agreements with the University of Stuttgart.
We were wondering who could participate, and she said that every enrolled student of the University of Stuttgart can apply. Though, you need to be in at least your third semester of your bachelor's or first semester of your master's degree at the time of your period abroad. That means that the study abroad period has to be integrated into your specific study program. Meaning the possibility of recognizing study achievements is given, but not compulsory.
And if you're wondering where you can go, and if you can go to the US, for example, you should know that there are a lot of countries you can go to. On the Erasmus website of the uni, you'll find a list of all of them. Specifically for Erasmus Plus, your host country depends on the faculty you're a part of, which is currently not the case for USA or Australia, for instance. Nevertheless, there are also exchange programs with the USA, Australia, South Africa, Asia, and Latin America. But they are not part of the Erasmus program, as they are also not part of the EU. By the way, an internship abroad with Erasmus is also possible.
Yes, and further advantages of the program are that Erasmus covers the tuition fees of your partner university. And moreover, for each program, students will receive financial support, as well as possible additional financial support for sustainable travel and disadvantaged groups. And the host institution also offers assistance regarding accommodation and cultural life to make your stay go as smoothly as possible.
Now, if you are interested in participating in the program, you have to contact the International Office of University of Stuttgart. Then, the Erasmus Departmental Coordinator handles the subject-specific and organizational advice, as well as the application for a place in Erasmus program.
And then our final question was, what would you recommend to students who are thinking about applying for the program? And Ms. Gertz said that it is recommended to participate in group advising sessions for any region as a first step, since they convey important information and you can ask them questions right away. You can also take a look at the reports of experience online. And lastly, do not be afraid of reaching out to anyone. The team at the International Office, the departmental coordinators, and the students that have been abroad are absolutely willing to guide you every step along the way.
So now we got a good impression of what Erasmus is all about. Sasa, could you imagine doing an exchange program with Erasmus now?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially as a student of English linguistics, I think it is really important to go abroad for one semester or two. And since they also give you financial support, I would absolutely consider it. Although, I think it is really unfortunate that the UK is leaving the program. I imagine A lot of students would love to go to England, Scotland or Ireland, especially students who study English want to go to an English-speaking country.
Yes, that's true. By the way, I recently got to know two Erasmus students from Switzerland, so to really get an idea of what it's like to participate, I asked one of them some questions, and here's what she shared with me.
Where are you from and what are you studying?
I come from Switzerland and I'm studying languages, so linguistics and literature in English, but also in German.
Cool. And why did you decide to participate in the Erasmus program?
I decided to participate in the Erasmus program because I had to improve my German, but also my English. And I think Erasmus is the best way to do it, to spend a semester in the country where they speak German. That's a really good organization with my university because they have like contracts and so it makes the thing really easy.
Okay, and in general, is it a lot of work to apply and to be accepted?
I would say no, not really, because to be accepted is quite easy. It has been for me. But maybe to apply, there are a lot of documents, administration that you have to follow the deadlines, because if you don't respect the deadlines, you cannot apply anymore. I would say we can have help really easily because they just give you an email, and if you ask questions, they answer really quickly. So it's really good.
Do you enjoy being part of the program?
I really like the program and I think it's really cool to be in it because like you meet really a lot of people, international people, and you can have a lot of friends here, and it's really easy. Everyone is really nice. There are a lot of things organized by associations or just by yourself with your friends.
That sounds really cool. And in how far does Erasmus support you?
If we speak about money, they give us money each month. It's not a lot, but it's really good. For me, it helps, of course, but like I know that other people become more because it depends on the country.
And would you say that you enjoy studying at the University of Stuttgart?
Yes and no, because I had not really a lot of choice for my courses because it is really different. It is not really different, but I have to follow courses with German speakers. And in Switzerland, I follow courses with non-native German speakers, so it's a bit easier and here, but it's really also good to learn, but it's difficult to participate at the courses, but I think the teachers are really good and they help us really well.
So would you recommend to the listeners of this podcast to participate in an Erasmus program?
Yes, of course. I will recommend it 100% because it's really cool. We have a lot of fun and it's an experience of life. And I think everyone has to do it once in his life. So I will recommend it for sure.
And lastly, do you have any tips for other students who are thinking about applying?
Maybe to choose a good dorm in the campus, because I know a lot of people that have problems with the dorm, but it doesn't happen to everybody. So Erasmus, it's really easy. Just follow the instruction and respect the deadlines.
So you have heard about Elena's great experiences, and hopefully you are motivated to study abroad now too.
Yes, and as you've heard, it's easier than you might think at first. Only keep an eye on the dorm you choose.
Yeah, and we hope you enjoyed this episode and you learned something new about the University of Stuttgart. If you have further questions about Erasmus, we totally recommend the Erasmus website of our university.
Have a nice day, and maybe we will see each other at our campus soon.
Bye! Bye.